This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello and welcome. It's our number three. And we go back to the NFL in our number three. And what are the odds the 49ers trade away Brandon Ayuk before the draft ends? Some more chatter that the team in Pittsburgh is trying to acquire the 49er receiver before the draft is over. We'll talk about that. Also, how do you process Jalen Hurts' recent comments on improving the Eagles, in air quotes, culture? A think piece on that. And where are you at on college football going to a relegation format in future years? All of that coming your way right now. Here it is, our number three. To trade or not to trade? Very Shakespearean. Well, come in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, slithering as we go down that old town road, coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and unrealistically powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the bag, your favorite bag of wind, as we broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be. Mr. Nice Guy's impressed by that 10,000 number. He thinks that's pretty cool. Big hour of radio ahead. Of course, you'll be the judge of that. My opinion when it comes to that is not really important. You're the customer. So as the customer, you can walk out of our store anytime you want. We don't recommend that. We want you to stay in our store. We want to padlock the doors. You can't leave the store. Anyway, so this hour, we will have the Maller Rule of the Day. We'll have Ask Ben. That'll be coming up a little bit later. That's why we consider this a somewhat big hour of broadcasting. But our lead comes from the jibber jabber. We love jibber jabber. We live for jibber jabber. We're in the jibber jabber business. We are. Get to the point, please. So we are a week away from the NFL draft. It's kind of a big deal. It is, right? Oh, new players, shiny new players that haven't thrown interceptions or dropped passes or fumbled or missed tackles or missed blocks. They're perfect. They're like newborn babies. They haven't made any mistakes. So while the top five or so picks, we find those compelling. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that when the draft comes around, I'm pretty much out after 10 picks. I'm out, and then I'll go back and look. And I that's just how I look at it. I have other things to do, but if you're into it and you're a draft Nick and all that, good for you. But I really only care about the top 10, 5 or 10 picks. I find those compelling. I find those somewhat interesting. It's also the flea market, though, that we love. And between today, here we are on the 18th day of April, today, this Thursday, and next Thursday, and actually really next Sunday, we are going to see a tsunami of trades. Happens every year. A lot of the time, it's mostly no-name players, roster spam that get traded for other roster spam or draft picks. But there's a few sprinkled in big-name players, which we like. We like that, right? So we need to revisit a disgruntled veteran who is looking to enter the transfer portal of pro football. So if you haven't heard about this, the latest on this, we're talking about Brandon Ayuk of the 49ers, if you've missed it. We know that Brandon Ayuk recently unfollowed the 49ers on social media, which is a dead giveaway. He's unhappy. We also know that his agent made it seem like he has not requested a trade. Wink, wink, nod, nod. He wants a contract extension this offseason or a trade. That's the common belief by common people who claim to know more than us. And Brandon Ayuk is entering the fifth year of his rookie contract, so this is the time you either pay the man or you boot the man out of Dodge. We are told that the Pittsburgh Steelers have aggressively pursued a trade. I like that, aggressively pursued. It's like you're dating. I'm aggressively pursuing the person. They're not interested in me, but I'm aggressively pursuing. A trade for Brandon Ayuk. Now, Pittsburgh's GM, the GM of the Yinzers, Omar Khan. The guy's a real con man. He's horny. He wants a number one receiver. He wants a number one receiver. It's pretty open about that. So let us discuss. The question, what are the odds the 49ers deal Brandon Ayuk before the draft ends a week from this Sunday? So I've got silverware, booth, and hamburger helper. And we will combine all of these things together. And we have bigger fish to fry, so we'll just start frying the fish right now. So first of all, I'm going to set the Maller Sportsbook odds. Listen, Jontay Porter. We are setting the odds on Brandon Ayuk to be traded at minus 300. That is a implication of a 75% chance. That's the implied number, 75%, as we bob and weave through this Maller model. Like, here's why. I go by the gourmet silverware, the proverbial fork in the road. John Lynch, plausibly the GM, I used to work for his dad. He ran a radio station in San Diego. John Lynch has two options. You either pay the man or you trade the man. Otherwise, you've got the disgruntled man, and nobody wants a disgruntled employee on their hands. Nobody. You know, over the years here at Fox Sports Radio, I've worked with different engineers and people behind the scenes. And normally when they start the process of leaving, they check out, right? And nobody wants to work with somebody like this. It's terrible. One bad apple can spoil the bunch. It's true. And so I'm looking around, and obviously Pittsburgh's out there. They're pretty open about it. But why wouldn't a team like the Patriots, if they're actually trying to win, maybe they're not. It's conceivable they're not. They're just going to continue to suck, and they like the fine state of suckage that they're in. But why wouldn't you try to acquire this guy? And the Chargers, have you seen the depth chart for the Chargers, the Buffalo Bills? They should be window shopping to acquire, but you got to pay him a lot of money. Yeah, because he's actually halfway decent. So shuffle the deck and find the right ingredients and make it happen. All right, now, secondly, we skip ahead. We head now to the hometown of Fats from Philly. That is where Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts made it painfully clear to the media during a recent interview at the voluntary offseason workouts that he is looking to set the standard. I want to set the standard for the team's culture. He was asked about what the team needs to do differently in 2024. He said, quote, "I think really leaving it to no one else to set the culture is how I want it to be." That was an affirmation by Jalen Hurts. He mentioned communication and establishing the standard. So how do you process Jalen Hurts' comments on improving the Eagles' culture and saying the way he said it, he didn't want anyone else to set the culture? So this is a trip to the booth. Let's go to the booth, the confessional booth. "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned by being a schmuck with my teammates the previous year." Dead giveaway. Another dead giveaway. Right? It is also a rip at his coach, Nick Sirianni. Is this not an underhanded shot at Sirianni? Am I reading too much into this? That the coach tried to set the culture last year and failed. And so now Jalen Hurts is like, no one else can set the culture how I want it to be. Or is this a shot at A.J. Brown? Who is he taking a shot? He's taking a shot at a little bit at the coach, teammates. But Hurts, either way you slice it, Jalen Hurts is confirming that cliques were formed in the Philadelphia locker room, that we were right when we did all those monologues about the sky is falling, the house is divided. And so he's now going to lead this radical transformation. All right, final thought. To the college gridiron we go. The story floated this week had the outline of the Super League. Ta-da! What is that? Well, that is a story. We were going to talk about this in a previous episode. That is the reimagined college football. No more Big Ten. No more. Obviously, the Pac-12's gone. The Big 12 is going to be around SEC. But they're going to get rid of all of that. And there is a rough draft that has been making the rounds here. If you haven't seen it or heard about it, let me give you the thumbnail recap. So it would have seven divisions. There would be 70 teams. Top tier. They're going to make this like European soccer. Top tier, 10 schools in what they're calling the underleague. The division will rotate every year. So only that. There's 70 teams, but 10 of them will rotate every year. 8 of the 10 are relegated each season. So there will be relegation each season. They will be replaced by the 8 teams that play in the underleague's playoff. The rest of the underleague is organized in 8 different divisions. There'll be 7 teams, which are not exactly detailed here. So there are a lot of things. We'll put that in the minutia category. But the 70 teams, 7 divisions, top tier, and then 10 schools in the underleague that would be moved around. So where are you at on the possibility of college football going to a relegation format? So this is a hamburger helper. It's a good starter if you don't really know how to cook. You get the beef, you get the hamburger helper, and the water or whatever, and you're good, right? And you can make a halfway decent meal. But to me, this doesn't go far enough. As we understand it, maybe I read this wrong. It hasn't been formally announced, and there's just a thing bouncing around the internet. So they're still working on this. They're still trying to fine-tune this. But the plan that I saw, you'd have schools like UNLV, Liberty, James Madison, schools along that line that could be relegated. That could be relegated. It should be across the board. Because the reason they don't want to make it across the board, because you have the haves and the have-nots. And there is a scenario in a dimension where if you had full relegation, right, smack, bang, right in the middle of this thing, you had full relegation, that Alabama falls in hard times because Saban's not there anymore, and they have back-to-back bad years, and you have to relegate Alabama or Notre Dame or Michigan or Southern Cal or any. I mean, then you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my. OMG. So you can't have that happen. So instead, they're going to limit the relegation. But I like the idea of relegation. I don't own one of the teams. Now, how are people going to handle the loss of the Southeastern Conference and the Big Ten and the Pac-12, because eventually this is going to happen. The Pac-12 is already gone, so you've dealt with that. But it's going to be like it already is semi-professional football. They're going to have the Western, which will be like the Pac-12 will be reassembled in the West, and they'll have, by region, they'll have different divisions, which are pretty much like the conferences right now, but they will not have the branding, according to this story that I read, the branding of the current conferences that we have. It is the Ben Maller Show. Later this hour, Ask Ben. Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. You can answer this on X at Ben Maller, as I say my name 8 million times. But answer that on X. And, boy, if you boys in prison, you can't answer it. But remember, when you get out, give us a call. Give us a call. We'd love it. We had a guy from Maine called up earlier. We love it. You know, you get out there, you know what to do. You know, you do what you got to do, and then you call us. All right, time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. The Washington Capitals, I'm told that's a hockey team, celebrated making the playoffs this week by singing blank. Again, the Washington Capitals celebrated making the playoffs by singing blank. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day, the answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena. And you can follow her at FSR Tech Queen.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Ask Ben coming up later this hour. Whether you like it or not, we're going to have Ask Ben. You want questions answered? Then you can send that in via X at hashtag Ask Ben. Hashtag Ask Ben. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And the Washington Capitals, that's a hockey team, they celebrated making the Stanley Cup playoffs by singing blank. Singing blank. Yeah, that is the question. What is the answer? And let's see, does anyone know the answer? Kelly, our friend that works in the donut business, she says, Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do. Yeah, it's pretty good. Ferg Dog said Yankee Doodle Went to Town is the answer. Who else do we have? Page down. Let's see here. We'll skip over that one. A lot of Ask Ben questions. I'm trying to skip through here. Tiptoe Through the Tulips, a classic. And we lost a legend when Tiny Tim passed away back in the day. Who else do we have? Page down. They sang Slim Shady from Art Puffin, the Mr. Rogers theme song from Scott in Rhode Island. Double O Mexican in San Diego says they were singing Ben Maller Show parody songs. Well, those are catchy. Those are catchy. The Adam Sandler Hanukkah song from Donkey Sausage. Eek said they were singing My Lorena parody song from Ohio Al. Who else do we have? The theme from the Benny Hill Show, guessed by Alf the Alien Opiner, a classic theme that we should play more on the show. Who else do we have? Matt, that's the Warrior Raider fan in the Bay, says the Capitals celebrated making the playoffs by singing Endless Love in a darkened rink. Andy from Lionel Lakes, Minnesota, says they sang Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Another classic, the Soviet national anthem from the King Rory. I don't think Mr. Putin was in the house. The wheels on the bus go round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round from Milkman Mike in Colorado. That's his answer. The Macarena from Mark, dating himself. All About the Benjamins in Pig Latin from Inca Terror. They sang Afternoon Delight from I-40 Ian. Ice, Ice Baby from Eloy out in Compton. Who else do I have? Page down. It's Raining Men by Chip and the QC. I thought this would get pretty good answers. I have not been disappointed. Margaritaville from King Raven. That's his answer. Lizzo's Greatest Hits, guessed by Kyle. Who else do we have? Just Like Frank says they were singing the theme song for the new Queen of Hearts segment with the FSR Tech Queen. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? I need an answer.
I do, Ben, and I don't know the answer to this, but since they are playing the New York Rangers in the first round, were they singing New York, New York?
New York, New York. No, that is incorrect, Eddie. You're wrong. The correct answer. The Washington Capitals, for reasons I don't know, were singing, they were belting out Eric Church's all-time classic, Talladega.
That's very random.
Yeah, and that song is, I believe, 10 years old, but they liked, and you know, I didn't know they were into country music. Is that very big in hockey, Eddie? Is there a lot of crossover? The Canadian guys, the Europeans love their country music?
I don't know about the Europeans, but Canadians do like the country music.
My buddy Jay has a streaming service that plays country music. He runs it, and he said they have the most listeners in Germany. They have more people listening in Germany to country music than in his channel. Than here in the States.
That is surprising to me.
Yeah, he said there's a part of Germany that loves country music, like, and it's very odd, But that's why I brought it up. It's odd. It's one of those oddities. Like, why would you like that if you're in Germany? But I guess it's better. What's German music like, Eddie? Is it the polka? Is that German? Is that Polish, the polka?
I thought it was German.
Is it German?
But I don't know.
I'm not a polka expert. I know there used to be in Wisconsin, there were some polka radio stations, which is wild to me that you could have a whole format playing polka. But yeah. Anyway, let's go to the phones and we'll say hello to, here's a blast from the past. The history of the show, the only one that had a heart attack on the air while we were talking to him, Cardiac Stanley, is back. Hello, Cardiac Stanley from Ohio.
Hey, Ben, Scorpions doing the music, isn't it? Hey, Eddie.
Hey.
Scorpions German music, isn't it?
Is that?
Scorpions are from Germany. That's true.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Yeah. Oh. Hey, another coincidence. That's for the big NASCAR races this weekend, Talladega. Anyway, you know, once Steph Curry and LeBron are gone, who's going to watch the NBA nationally? For what player?
Okay, so that's a great question. Who's going to be the new face of the NBA, Stanley? And the answer right now is no one. Somebody inevitably will. I mean, the NBA is banking on Wemby, the Parisian prodigy, that people are going to fall in love with him. It's not there yet. He's only a rookie. It's not there yet. But, I look at these young guys, and they're good players, but they don't really – they don't have the high Q score.
Well, that's correct. I got a couple ways maybe to make the NBA more exciting if you want to check them out. Here's number one.
All right, here we go. This is Cardiac Stanley's big board of ways to improve the NBA product. Go ahead. They're listening.
First of all, the three-point line does not come in effect until the last 3 minutes of the first, second, and third quarter, and then the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Oh, I like that. That's good. So you actually have to play inside the painted area, or at least close to the basket, and it doesn't matter if you make a shot from half court. It's only 2 points until late. I like that. All right, what else?
And then the second thing is I think that all dunks should be worth 3 points.
Is that the entire game or only up until the 3 minute mark of the first, second, and third quarter and the 4 minute mark of the fourth quarter?
Nope, that's the entire game. And if the guy makes it and he's fouled, it's a player foul. If he doesn't make it, it's a two shot foul because it's only a dunk. Yeah. And think about it, it'll be a whole new NBA category, dunk leaders. There'll be more inside play. That Wemby can go from shooting at the half court to get under the basket. There was three players that left an indelible mark on the NBA. Number one, Michael Jordan. Number two, Steph Curry. He ruined the game, but he's fabulous. And number three, Jabbar. But other than that, the NBA is really going to die when these.
Well, they're older. I mean, this. People said this. Everyone says it's going to die. They said it when Jordan left. When Kobe got old. People didn't really like LeBron. I mean, someone is going to come along that will resonate with the hearts, minds, and souls of men, women, and children. We don't know who it's going to be. It doesn't look like any of these guys are that interesting to us. But there's a better chance, Stanley. There's a better chance of the NBA adding a four-point shot than doing what you want.
No,
there is. I'm telling you, there's a better chance of them adding some kind of Fugazi four-point shot than doing what you want.
Okay, well, let's do this then. If you attempt a three and you miss it, 1 point comes off your score.
Oh, okay. You want to take points away, take points off the board. I'm fine with that, too. I don't care. That's interesting to me. Why not?
Yeah. But I'd like to see those rules and try them for once, and you watch how that would change the game. Bring it back.
Look at you. You're an ideas guy, Stanley. You're a think tank over there. The Cardiac Stanley think tank has been activated. All right, I got to go.
That's right.
All right, go away. Right, yeah, I'm done with you. All right. Don't have any more heart attacks, okay? Please. Try to avoid that. I think you're trying. Later this hour, we have Ask Ben. Ask Ben. That's your questions and our answers. We'll take a more, one or two more calls, and then we'll get to Aspen. But right now, no commercial break or anything like that. I mean, it's just going to bounce past the microphone over there. I'm trying not to break it. It's a $1,000 microphone, but here we go. Here's Eddie Garcia right there. He's warming up his vocal cords right now.
Well, thank God Ben didn't kill start Cardiac Stanley, or else we wouldn't have had amazing ideas like that.
Well, I saved his life. I'm a hero.
No, Coop saved his life. No, Lorena, you weren't here for this, but Lorena, Ben almost killed that guy. Got him
I'm
all
curious
worked.
How Coop saved him.
Well, no, because what I did is I did the veteran move. And, you know, I was broadcasting, so I passed. I made sure that he was taken care of, and I said, Coop, take care of that. And he did. But I was the one that directed. Coop was going to let him die if
Ben
I
Ben was also
that.
The guy who got him all worked up and into a lather, and that's why he started having a heart attack.
Just doing my job.
Ben!
I was just doing my job, Lorena. You know, it's not easy being a hot take guy. Not easy. These hot takes don't come easy for me, okay? I got to work at these things.
Go to hell, Bill Miller.
We do have audio of this, Lorraine, if you want to hear him having the heart attack on the air.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to look it up.
It's in the archive.
It is classic Ben Maller audio.
Yeah, all right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I know you're very excited about this news, Ben. It is not the end for your guy Chris Paul. He says he is not retiring this offseason. The Warriors guard saying, quote, "This isn't it. I know that for sure."
No. Oh. Well, I was very worried, Eddie.
I know you were.
Concerned about Chris Paul.
It's your guy, Chris Paul.
I would like him to join forces with LeBron. Can you make that happen so I can just focus my negative energy on both of them together at the same time there and not have to have two different teams?
I cannot make that happen. But
hey, are you old enough to remember, Eddie, when Major League Baseball marketing was shoving Jackson Holliday down our throats, the next big thing, the chosen one.
Well, yeah,
Jackson
that was like Holliday. Last week. So, yes, yeah. I was around for that. Yeah.
So, Jackson Holliday has had 25 at-bats. He has one more hit than you and I have, Eddie, and 14 strikeouts. Now, I didn't play Major League Baseball, and I just do the overnight show. I don't think that's a good start, though, when you're 1-for-25 with 14 strikeouts. And I
would concur with your opinion on that.
Thank you. Yes. I also have a fun fact about the cheating Astros. So this guy, Jose Abreu, who used to be really good, but he's old now. So Jose Abreu wears jersey number 79. Okay? All right? Nothing wrong with that. Did you realize his batting average is now lower than his jersey number? He's hitting .078.
I did not know that.
That is pretty impressive, is it not?
It is.
So, Jose 078 Abreu, 51 at-bats and 4 hits, no home runs over the first month or so of the baseball season. It is the Ben Maller Show. That is the show that you are listening to right now, and man, do we thank you for that. Are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. But wait, there's more. With the first round of the draft starting a week from today, next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio. It's coming up week from today, next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, he's a big star. A former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, I know him. And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on the hallowed airwaves of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear it on the iHeartRadio app and presented by Express Pros. So we're going to have Ask Ben coming up in a moment, but let's say hello. And we'll go now to a man who, when he bleeds, it's Chiefs red and gold. Keg Drinking Steve. Hello, Keg Drinking Steve.
Oh, Ben, I love you, man. I'm going to be a bird-licking sycophant this year, man. Boy, I see you're running. You're running interference for your guy, Robert Kraft, again, the greatest cheaters in the history of the NFL and degenerate cheater, decided to kneecap his former coach. Have you gotten to that yet?
No, that's next hour. I'm going to do the deep dive.
Yeah. I knew you old Boston Benny wouldn't pick that one too hard, so good morning.
And I was given the nickname yesterday by Masshole Mickey. I was given the nickname Masshole Maller. So in honor of being Masshole Maller, I must give a Patriot-themed Robert Kraft pooping all over Bill Belichick Maller Maller.
There's no honor amongst degenerate thieves and cheaters like the New England, the greatest cheaters and thievery in the history of the NFL. Did you hear about this San Jose volleyball player, Ben? We got a Caitlin over at San Jose, man. She's looking good.
Oh, is that right? I don't follow San Jose State. I was just in San Jose, but I don't follow San Jose State basketball.
Oh man,
it's trash.
She got booted out of South Carolina when they wouldn't take care of Caitlin's and the South. So and she didn't disclose her status. So I mean, they could have gotten real confused there. But boy, she's going to be the next big thing, man. And then San Jose State volleyball. I had a question for Loretta.
Lorena. You got it.
Lorena. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. All right. So I looked this up. So you're saying a San Jose State volleyball player hid their gender?
Yeah.
How do you hide that? That's got to be hard to hide, isn't it?
Man, she looks good. I wouldn't question her, man.
I mean, if she could have that surgery, she could go overseas and have that surgery, man.
We'll have to check in. I don't know. I don't know. I just see the headline. I haven't read the story, but we'll have to check in with Transgender Dave and get his thoughts on this story, so. Or her thoughts. I don't know. What's Transgender Dave thought? Yeah. All right. Thank you. I think you're gone. So I'm good. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. We are going to have Ask Ben. OMG. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Are you above average? Podcast listeners consume 105 more minutes of audio per day than the average American. The Ben Maller Show is broadcast overnight, then repackaged in a shiny pod box with limited commercial interruption. It is available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcast. Just follow the show and give us a golden review. Enlarge the Maller Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's now time for...
Well, hurry, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. Ask Ben, your questions are answers, even the oddball ones, for the rest of the hours. The late, great broadcaster Larry King said back in his day, and we pass the microphone over to the Koopa Loop for the reading of the questions.
All right, we're going to start with a question from Cowboy Killa.
Hi, Cowboy. Killer.
He wants to know, if the drive-through lane is too long, do you get out to buy the food or do you go somewhere else?
Yeah, so I hate waiting online. I've reached that age in life where I don't like to wait online for anything, so I will go in. Plus, I get a few steps in there. So I will go in. Eddie?
Depends. If I'm in a hurry, then yeah, I'll go in. If I'm not, if I don't have anything going on, then I'll just sit in the drive-through and twiddle around on my phone.
Okay. Lorraine, you just have it delivered. I know how you.
No, I'm really not that fancy. It's my friend who has it delivered. But no, I'm actually. I put a lot of thought into this. It depends on where I'm going. So,
You put a lot of thought into a question. Okay.
No, when I go to drive-through places and the line's long, like if I know that they can get it out fast, I just go through it. But like some places, they really hold you up. Dairy Queen, I never go through the drive-through. Yeah. I will be there for 40 minutes.
No, I also hate when you go to a nice restaurant and you don't get the bill for like 20 minutes.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, it sucks. Coop.
Now, it's funny that he should ask this today because earlier tonight for dinner, I went to Taco Bell and I pull into the drive-thru. There's a line. And as soon as I pull up, this guy comes out of the Taco Bell and he walks up to my window and he's like, he's motioning for me to put the window down. And I do. And he's like, hey, man, I just want to give you a heads up. Like, something's going on in the drive-thru. That truck and that car, they haven't moved for the last 15 minutes. So you should probably just get out. And I'm like, oh, cool. Good looking out, man. And I get out of the car and I go in and I place my order on the screen in Taco Bell. And then I proceed to sit there for like 25 minutes and watch that truck and that car just drive on through.
Yeah. I thought you dirty.
I thought this guy was like, oh, what a bro.
Oh.
Yeah. But normally I'll just sit in the drive-thru line here because if I want what it is, that's what I want. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you. All right, what's next? By the way, speaking of what's next, I did get an email. And it turns out, Lorraine, your wish will be the command of the Fry Daddy. He says, Lorena will get the sneakers, ladies size 6.
So. Stop it.
That's
what he said.
Unreal.
But they haven't even made them yet, I don't think. But he said he's going to hook you up.
So. I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. You know, this guy. This,
that'd be crazy. Guy, I think I would scream.
This guy sent the tasty cakes. He's
oh, my gosh.
Guy.
So he's a good friend then.
Yeah, he's a friend of the show. He listens every night
tasty
for
cakes.
4 hours.
This guy's
a big fan.
Cool.
He's a big fan of the show. All right. What's next?
Double O Mexican wants to know, have you ever puked while on a roller coaster or ride?
No. I did one time look like I wet my pants at Disneyland on the, I think they got rid of it, Splash Mountain. I think that's gone now.
They did get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, I actually like that ride a lot.
Well, it's still there. It's just called, isn't it Princess?
Well, it's under construction.
It's being reimagined.
Yeah, it's being
So it's
going to
be the same ride? Or it's a different ride?
It's going to be the same ride with different characters because the old one was racist.
Allegedly.
Oh, everything's racist.
I love that you blamed it on the ride, Ben. You know it was you.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to go. You know, it's, yeah. Eddie, any?
No, I haven't, but I have been close a few times. And so I get motion sickness pretty bad. And my wife likes to go on a lot of those. Like, the only one I can handle at Disneyland is the
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, that's fine. Lorena, help me out. The roller coaster.
The Space Mountain?
No, not that one, no.
Thunder Mountain?
Oh, Thunder
Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain. Okay.
Oh, I got it, Lorena. I beat you.
I should have known. That one's my daughter's favorite.
Yeah, that's great. Me and your daughter can go on the ride together. So it's Big Thunder Mountain I can handle, but like the big one in California Adventures.
Oh, yeah, Screamin'.
I can't take that
one. The Incredicoaster
now? I can't take Space Mountain. I can't do the the one where you drop. The galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy one.
Uh-huh.
But we bought this thing that's supposed to help you with motion sickness. It's like, it looks like a watch and has this electrical current that turns on.
Yes.
Did it work?
No, actually, it helped. It helped. But the bad thing was that I decided to get, go over the top with it. And we went on everything. And that ended up being too much. So I have not puked, to answer the question, but I've been close a few times.
As we learned as kids, everything in moderation. What about you, Lorraine?
I love coasters. I was raised on coasters. I've never been a puker, but I cannot do the spinny ones, like where you hold on to the wall or you don't hold on to the wall. I cannot do those. I will puke.
Yeah. The ones that really annoy me are like at Universal Studios, they have the ones that just kind of shake you.
Oh, and the VR ones where where it's 3D in your face. I can't do that. It hurts my eyes.
Coop?
Pretty much the exact same answer as Lorena. I love roller coasters. I'm a thrill junkie. I've never thrown up on a ride, but I have thrown up immediately after getting off. You see them at the carnival, and they look like a UFO, and you lay down on the thing, and it spins, and then you like go up and down, and then that I've thrown up afterwards, but never on a ride.
Let's try to sneak a couple more. We'll tighten up our answers here. What's next, Coop?
Donkey Sausage wants to know, how often do you run your dishwasher?
Usually, I'm the dishwasher once a day. Once a day. That's it. Coop or Eddie. Dishwasher.
Only once a day, not three times a day. I'd say we probably use it probably four or five times a week.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, well, you probably eat out a couple days. Well, what about you, Lorena?
I am the dishwasher, and I do not like to run.
All right. What about you, Coop?
Probably twice a week.
That's it? All right. Now, what's next? What do we have here?
Fields of Green wants to know, what's the longest realistic amount of years in jail/prison that you could make it?
Zero? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do well there. Maybe in a couple of months. Eddie?
A week, maybe.
Maybe. Lorena?
16 hours was too much, Ben.
Wow. All right. More on that later. Coop?
Yeah. I wouldn't last a night.
We're all wusses. Except Lorena. She's apparently all right.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.